Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
So we move on today into the next part of our Take Courage series. And in the series so far, we've seen that we've got all the skills we need for our work in Bedhampton. And I started the series by looking at the story of David and Goliath. And I encourage you to be yourselves, to use the skills you've got and to not be discouraged when people put you down. Fleur then followed that up with talking to us about Saul's conversion and about being all in and being sold out for God. And last week, if you were here at Messy Church, you wouldn't have heard anything from the series. But at St. Thomas, Max took us on a tour of Bible characters, and he showed us how age is not a barrier for God to use you, that you're never too old, you're never too young to be used by him. And I'm not going to embarrass you by asking you, if you were here at Messy Church last week, did you take time in the week to listen to Max's sermon from last Sunday? But if you have missed a sermon from this series, I would encourage you to go online and to view them, because it's really important we don't miss out on part of the teaching. And some of the characters Max spoke about last week, he spoke about Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was probably a teenager, and she was a woman, but God still used her. And he spoke about Moses. Moses, actually, who was used as a baby, but also didn't really start his ministry until he was 80 years old. We're never too old, we're never too young. And today we're going to be thinking about being set apart for God and being able to springboard into mission through spending time with the Father. Roslyn read to us from the book of Isaiah about Isaiah's commission. And there was one word in that passage which means to be set apart, and that's the word holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And Isaiah was commissioned, but so are we commissioned. But you know what? I'm glad our commissioning doesn't come in the same way as Isaiah's. Because it says, one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And with it, he touched my mouth. How many of you would want your mouth touched with a live coal from the altar? But with it, it touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. We don't have to worry about being touched with a live coal because our sins are already atoned for, aren't they? Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we can come to God with a clear heart and a clear conscience because our sins have already been paid for. And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, send me. Are you willing to be sent by God to do the work he has for you in Bedhampton, in your homes, in your families, with your neighbours, in your workplaces, amongst the people that you meet? Here I am, Lord, send me. But you know, the good news is, actually, we don't do any of it in our own strength. We do it because of our relationship with our Father. And Sally came and read to us that lovely passage from John 15 about the vine and the branches and our Father being the gardener. and that we need to remain in him. I'm the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, a couple of summers ago, Joe decided that he wanted to turn part of our garden into a vegetable patch. And so he went to my flower bed and started to dig it up. And we turned it into a vegetable patch. And actually, I'm quite accommodating. And I thought, actually, if that's what Joe needs at this time, is to be doing some digging and some hard work, then yes, we will do it. And after a lot of digging and weeding and planting and watering and waiting, we began to see the fruits of our labour. One of the first things I planted was potatoes, because I'm really good at leaving potatoes too long in my vegetable rack so they self-seed. And then I just throw them in the garden and miraculously we get potatoes. It's wonderful. I also went and bought two fruit bushes. I bought a blueberry bush and I bought a raspberry bush because that's what Joe wanted. And we planted both of those bushes in our garden. And we waited. And you know, we did the same things to both of those bushes. We watered them the same. We looked after them the same. My blueberry bush died. But the raspberry flourished. And it grew and it grew. And over the last couple of years, every year we've been getting more and more raspberries. And last autumn, I looked at the raspberry bush and thought, this bush is getting out of hand. I need to do something to tame it. So I cut it right back. And what's happened this summer? My bush is bigger than ever. I have more raspberries than I know what to do with. Every day I'm saying to Jack, Jack, I think you need to go and pick a few more raspberries. And he comes in with a whole punnet every day off the raspberry bush. You see, I needed to take time in the garden. I needed to water it. I needed to look after it. I needed to sometimes cut back the bits. Even though it looked like it was flourishing, it needed cutting back so it could grow again. We will only keep on growing and we will only keep on being fruitful if we remain in relationship with our Father. We can't do it on our own. So how do we do that? We do it through regular prayer. We do it through regular Bible study. How many of you take the time to read your Bible every day? How many of you actually bring a Bible to church and expect God to speak to you on a Sunday morning? I take my Bible with me wherever I go because my Bible is in my phone. And in here on my app, I've got so many versions of the Bible, it's unbelievable. And you'll sometimes see me on a Sunday morning staring at my phone. I'm usually reading the Bible, or I might be looking at a different version thinking, they've read that in the NIV, but actually, I seem to think it says something slightly different if we read it in a different version. And actually, when I'm preaching, I now have the Bible on my iPad, because the phone does get a little bit small, doesn't it, when you get older? But yes, we need to read the Bible. Read it regularly. Read different versions to get different nuances in the language. I'm also happy to talk to any of you afterwards about some of the other ways I've been finding time recently to get closer to God. I've downloaded an app on my phone, a Lectio Divina app, which is absolutely wonderful. But actually, you know, I'm loving the time I've got at the moment to try different things and to get in that closer relationship with God. Anything that's important needs time investing in it. If you want a relationship with God, invest time. John 15, verse 9. As the Father's loved you, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commands and I remain in him. And my command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And Jesus has already done that for us, hasn't he? He's already laid down his life for us. Isn't that amazing? That's what he's done for us. Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. He loves us. And then it goes on in John, you did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you so you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And this is my command. Love each other. You know, we've been chosen by God. We've been set apart by God to be different. We've been chosen by God to be fruitful, to have fruit that will last. And now, friends, I hope you'll join me in taking time to deepen our relationship with our Father. There's always more to discover in a relationship. However well you know somebody, however long you've been married, there's always something more to discover. And in our relationship with God, it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, there's always more to discover about our Lord and Father, isn't there? Always more he can reveal. And Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. As I was praying this morning, these verses just really came to me. And I love these verses from the Living Bible. So I'm just going to read it to you from the Living Bible. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See you go on growing in the Lord. Don't grow once and stop. And it's not that you grew in the Lord. You're to go on growing. It's active. Keep on going. Keep growing in the Lord and becoming strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.